my guest today is student Connie Farrell. And Connie sent me a little bio here. And if I can just put my hands on it real quick, I'll be able to read it out to you. About me, here we go. Okay, Connie served in the U.S. Army, Communications and Behavioral Science. Well, there you go. That's what she's into, reverse speech, isn't she? Communications and Behavioral Science fulfills both of those two. She has a Bachelor of Science degree in Business and Counseling, and she's getting ready to start a course as a licensed private investigator. We had a PI on last week, if you remember, Christian Cadieu from Canada. Anyway, Connie, welcome to the show.
Hello there, David.
How are you? What is it? Afternoon where you are, right? Yeah.
Yes. It's a lovely afternoon here in Texas.
Yeah. Do you have summer weather there yet? I guess you wouldn't you?
Yes. We're in the 80s and the 90s this week.
Yeah, I lived in Dallas for 5 years. I remember how hot those summers get. It gets well over 100 degrees in there. So, and then winter, they hit you into you know, like 10 to 20 degrees.
Yeah.
So you've been involved with reversing for how long now, Connie? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I do remember. Very briefly, I was fascinated at age 13 when I listened to the reverse side of "They're Coming to Take Me Away, Haha," when that was out.
Right. Yeah.
And I listened to that over and over. I was convinced there was some kind of great message there, and that spiritually, that someday people would know what the value was of recording and playing people's speech in reverse.
Well, I'll be bothered. How about that? Because for those of you who don't know, "The Coming Away, Haha" was the very first song ever released that had a backwards track on it. And the flip side of the record was exactly the same as the Fords, although played backwards. And I'm trying to find it because I want to play it for you. Here we go. Listen to this. I won't play the whole song. But here's history in the making. 1991, the first record to ever play anything backwards. Here's the forwards. This is side A of the record.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, haha.
Anyway, I won't play the whole side, but here's side B of the track, which is the same side played backwards. Listen to this. There we go. So same side playing backwards. So you used to listen to that song. I'll be bothered.
Yes, just the reverse and try to understand it. But I did feel that that God wanted us to learn what reverse speech was about. At that time, they call it reverse speech, but just backwards talk. I think I called it backwards talk. And then in 1991, I was at my little daughter's ballet class, and I met someone who told me that reverse speech, something called reverse speech, was revealing the subconscious in Jungian metaphors, and I was not surprised at all. So I right away wrote to you. I don't know if you even remember this, and you sent me two little black and white brochures, which is what you had at that time describing it.
Gee, that must have been a while back. Where was that?
Oh, I was in Texas. I think you were probably in Dallas at that time. And
way back. Oh, I didn't know you were there.
Yes. Then I waited around when the internet popped up, and I knew that you'd probably be there soon. So I'd check every few months, and then finally you were there, and I started to really learn some things. And it took some time, and I checked back and watched the growth of the knowledge in reverse speech and your comings and goings, David, which were You moved down around quite a bit at first.
Yeah, I did.
Eventually, I became a student and learned to find reversals for myself,
which
is fantastic, very interesting. It's sort of like a psycho-spiritual wonderland. You just never know, you know, what you're going to find.
That's true. It's you never know what you're going to find, do you?
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the training program.
Yeah.
So, how are you finding the training? I know you've been a little bit pressed for time, but tell me what you found, how you found it so far.
Well, it is very challenging. It is like nothing else. And it's a lot of, I really like the atmosphere in the classes because just anything goes. I mean, there's no taboo in your studies. And, of course, you know, the unconscious, it doesn't have those politeness, you know, cover-ups for things that we're really thinking and feeling. So those can be very revelatory when we start looking as a class for reversals. And, you know, we can discuss what's the really nitty-gritty of what's going on inside people. And I just really enjoy it.
Yeah, it certainly tells a lot, doesn't it?
Then I became a client of the MetaWalks, which is the therapeutic wing of reverse speech. There's just so many applications that, you know, you can do, but this, the therapeutic wing is MetaWalks, and I've been doing that, and that has really done, there have been many benefits from doing that.
Good, good, good. Yeah. And what do you like most about the session work itself?
I like that you really get to know yourself, which can be a bit of a rude awakening at times, but
yes, it certainly can.
Yes, it's just really sobering to find out that you're not so, you know, kind-hearted and selfless as perhaps you've been thinking all these years. You know, we have deep passions. Human beings have deep passions, and the fact that we keep a rein on them most of the time is amazing.
That's true indeed, yeah. So how do we play both of us? I'm sorry?
Oh, I just want to say consolation of having to learn all the things about yourself is that you can hear your own voice, and it's very good for just giving you company in your life when you're trying to figure out what to do next. It's your own voice that you hear giving you the messages about yourself, and there's some consolation in that.
Many people, of course, have commented on that, about it being your own voice. You're not getting any therapist opinions or biases. So in that sense, it's really good. Yeah, right. And once you get through the course, what are your plans? How do you plan to use it?
Well, I've decided that I want to use it as the application of reverse speech in forensic psychology, like to solve crimes, to find missing people, to find missing belongings. There's just so many applications. I at first was really affected by being able to hear from people that are not really verbal, like the elderly or those who are handicapped, and children are just not fully verbal, but you can find out what's really going on in their minds and hearts. And at first I was really taken by that. But as I've gone on, I've decided that there's a lot of people looking at that, and I want to go the, you know, forensic angle.
Right. Well, I so want people to go that route. Virtually no one's using it in that capacity at all. So you're taking a PI course. Have you started, or is it on your list?
Well, I've enrolled in it today, but in the Army, I was sort of a police social worker. I would go to places. In fact, it's the funniest thing in the military. Even though you're not properly schooled, you have to do things you couldn't do on the outside without an education. And there were a couple times that I actually had to negotiate a hostage release. I mean, it's amazing that it actually happened. A man with a gun and a man with a knife and a child. And, you know, I actually, it was my job as, you know, kind of police social worker to, you know, talk him into letting the kid go, and even without the education. So I do have some of that background. My interest in this actually was strongly stimulated because I witnessed a young girl being abducted. And her body has never been found. And I just really, I really think that reverse speech, they, I know who did it. They have, they, he was a suspect. They had hours and hours of interrogating him, but they couldn't find anything out. So the poor parents, you know, it's been all these years. And it would be so, so wonderful to be able to listen to reverse speech and give people some kinds of clues so that they could, you know, ease their suffering and get some answers.
Yep, absolutely. Now, you prepared some reversals for today, I believe, but I didn't get them in the email. So I guess you didn't email
them. I did send you one. I sent you a couple, but I didn't get them. Did you get the one?
Oh, okay. Here we've got one. Two attachments. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's this one? Is SFLA-3. What's this one?
Well, that means Starfighters. It's Starfighters. This particular one is there's a Canadian TV series proposed, and the showrunner of the series was kind of talking about the Starfighter series, but she told me later that she was just, the whole time she was being interviewed, she was just frustrated because she couldn't remember the name of one of the main interviewers. So you have her talking, you know, quite animatedly, but then in the reversal, she actually brings that up.
Oh, okay. So here's the forwards. Huh. Why is that not playing? Oh,
it's the one that says, what's her name? That's that one.
I got the snap muted. So here we go.
When I was little, I didn't see myself represented on screen. And so I tried to write underrepresented perspectives and identities. And I write a lot about agency and resilience. And I'm drawn to characters who the world is not made for them. And they find the power to become the architect of their own fate.
And what's the reversal on this?
I think the other file actually has the reversal dumped and everything.
Oh, I see. That's just
before. It's short. Oh. It's only a few seconds.
Yeah, but, her name, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you got it not clicked properly. Right, okay. I can hear what's the name in there. Yeah, yeah. You just got to clip properly. Yeah.
All right. All right. Anyway, the reversal says, hey, what's her name? What the heck?
Oh,
what's her name? Should be Johnson. What the heck? That's what the reversal says.
So what's the reversal say again? Sorry?
It says, hey, what's her name? Should be some other name. Whatever the heck. And you can hear her frustration trying to, while she's doing this big interview, she's trying like mad to remember the name of the person who's talking to her. So.
Okay, so here we go. Oh, yeah, I hear that. Oh, yeah, okay. All right, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And who is that again?
That's the showrunner, Laura Good, for the proposed series for Canadian CBC Canadian Broadcasting.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember.
Starfighters. Yeah. Starfighters. Yes.
Oh, another sci-fi by the sounds of things. So.
Mhm.
Yeah, I love my sci-fi series. I'm always glad when a new one comes out.
I know. Did you happen to see the one about? I also had the one about the young girl that was missing, and a reversal showed up. I don't know if you've got that one or not, but well, the reversal mentions that a knife is preventing, the knife stops the heart healing. The knife starts. So that's telling me that perhaps, that's how the young girl was killed, was with a knife. And that's preventing the heart's healing of her parents. That was in a reversal of me just talking about Roxanne Paltoff. That's the person, Roxanne Paltoff. And she's been missing since 2006. And I still have this great fantasy and hope that through reverse speech we'll be able to find out what happened to her and bring her home for her parents.
Oh, right. And what work have you done on any of that?
I've gone and talked to the police several times. I haven't convinced them that they should let me listen to those tapes. But I'm just waiting till I get a little more proficient. It'll help when I have my private investigator license and a little bit of a reputation. Right now I'm kind of preoccupied because I'm taking care of my husband who has late-stage Alzheimer's.
Right, yeah.
But it's been helpful. Yeah, I'll be working on it, though. It's been helpful just with my husband, when he is talking and apparently not making any sense. And then when I play it in reverse and his soul is very definitely there. And it's very, it's comforting.
You're hearing reversals?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, he'll be talking forwards about whether or not he should build a bridge in the house and things, and I won't think, he'll, and in reverse, it said, you have such beautiful hands. That's my hands, always caring for him, always caring for him. He's got a lot of nursing needs. And then just to hear his reversal say, you have such beautiful hands, that just shows me he's still in there and knowing that I'm here and, still loving me, even though he can't really communicate words anymore.
Well, that's amazing. I did a show 2 or 3 weeks back where we talked about the implication of reversals on aged care and Alzheimer's patients and to get in contact with them. So you've been able to – this has obviously been a great blessing for you to be able to hear your husband's reversal.
Yes, and sometimes I'll sit down with him and I'll say, I need to talk to you about something. Like, I was trying to decide whether we should move this one place or this other, this one place where there'd be a lot of activities or this other quiet place. And I just talked, and he just talked about his socks and, coughed and didn't really talk clearly, but after I played the reversals, he was able to communicate through the reversals that the first place would be embarrassing. Take him not. Don't take him to that place where the people are kind of higher functioning than he is right now. Take him to the quiet place because he'd be embarrassed. And that's what happened. He actually told me he would prefer to go to a quieter place.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Oh, my God.
It's worth a lot. I'll tell you, he's been a wonderful husband.
Yeah, well, someone needs to take training and start using this whole reverse speech in this whole area. I mean, I think the uses in this area are just really exciting. Wow.
Yeah. I know. Well, probably by fall, I'm going to have a YouTube channel. It's what you call I Reverse For You. And it's not really to make money. I Reverse For You on YouTube. Uh-huh. I Reverse For You with the 4. And that should be around September, October will be up, and people can send me files, and I'll just, you know, see what reversals I can find and let people, you know, have that experience of maybe trying to solve a problem or get some insight to something, and, you know, no charge or anything. It'll just be a investigation, an experimental kind of thing that we can all do.
Ah, well, that sounds like a great idea. Wow. Yeah, and when are you going to kick
that off? I'm excited. Well, September, October.
Okay. I reverse for you. Wow.
Yeah.
You may get a few people sign up for that.
Very informal. It's going to be a very informal thing. But I will put a little, you know, guide so that they can come to study, you know, become serious students of reverse speech if they want, or get some session work with you if they want, or, you know, and other practitioners. But just, it'll just be sort of a, you know, dabble your foot in it, learn a little bit about it, informal, see what we can find.
Yeah.
Bunch of little YouTube. That's what I'm planning to do in the fall as part of my move towards investigation.
Right. Okay. And when you start your PI course?
Oh, right away. Like.
Oh, okay. All right.
Next week. I don't have a lot of time right now. As you know, I really want to do more work in my reverse speech course. But it's a self-paced PI course with a college, and so I'll just do whatever I can fit in. And I still have a lot of reverse speech work that I need to do for my classes with you, as you well know.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to take away from that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just reverse speech in PI situations. I've got a lady up in Seattle who's a PI, and she uses reverse speech and remote viewing to solve cases. Just gets amazing results using the combination of the two. I mean, she's
yes. Yeah, I'm a remote viewer too, but I like
anyway,
reverse speech.
Anyway, break, honey. Just hold the line. We've got to be back right after this, okay?
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com, and sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? Or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I didn't have my mic on. We're back. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hello, you all. Okay, Connie. So, let me see. I want to talk a little bit about the downside of training, okay?
Okay.
We don't cover that very often. You've had a little bit of trouble keeping up with homework. Tell me about that. Tell me what the problem is.
Okay. Well, mainly, I don't know how much of it is me or just the procedures, but, you know, I have a visual scanning disability, and so I'm struggling. It's like a kind of a dyslexia. It's just, and it makes it very difficult for me to go through all the computer steps and remember them all. And, you know, I'm an auditory processor. So to look at the paper and look at the computer and all that doesn't really do it for me. I need to, you know, be hearing things in order to help them stick like they need to. I eventually will get it. It just takes me several times, a lot longer than some other people.
Yeah, right. Well, that's got to be frustrating. That's got to hold you back, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Sometimes it's so frustrating, but I'm making progress, however, slowly, and it's great to be doing the MetaWalk series because there's a certain, you know, benefits of that it's been really helpful. So because I'm struggling with my studies, I have incentive to proceed because of some of the ways that the MetaWalks have helped me.
Right. You know, I get a lot of good feedback about the MetaWalk series. Let me cover that a little bit for the listeners. It's a series of 12 or 14. I think it's 14. 14 MetaWalks. And it goes through their generic MetaWalks. They're quite short. They're only like about 10 minutes long, if that. It's maybe 8 minutes long, each one. And they're designed to deal with a specific issue. Each MetaWalk builds upon the other. And we've had hundreds of people get those MetaWalks, probably over 1,000 get them, which is really quite amazing. So if you want to experience reverse speech nice and cheaply and easy, go to MetaWalks.com. I think they're $47, aren't they? Something like that. All 14. Very cheap anyway. $47.50. Something like that.
Yes.
Get all 14 MetaWalks. So MetaWalks, MetaWalks.com. good to get some good feedback from you about that.
Yes, and you know, one thing I love is that it's kept me out of trouble sometimes, because my soul, or you know, my unconscious will warn me. Like you said, if it says warning, if you hear in your reversals a warning, you should listen. If it says warning twice, you know you should listen. And I have avoided mistakes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, warning is an interesting word in reverse speech. Yes, if you ever hear it, you take great note, because it means it. It doesn't say warning for no reason. Yeah, okay. What's your... because you're pretty well tied up with what you can do until while you're looking after your husband, aren't you? So.
Yeah, it's really helped me get through it a lot, though. I've been able to be stronger and not flinch in the face of things that other people, you know, other times I would have just, you know, felt like breaking down and crying, and I noticed a mysterious lack of despair, which I attribute to the metal walks. And just having the company of my own inner voice, I can hear it. We're always listening for our own inner voices, you know. It helped me become, you know, my own best friend, which I've always tried to do, but never seemed to be able to get to that point. I was always, you know, kind of a doormat. And now, you know, now it's very easy for me to say no when I, or something's not right for me, and I don't indulge, I want to say stupidity as much, but I guess that's the best way you'd put it, you know. I don't make as many mistakes. I sort of know right away, you know, that I'm, who that is that's watching out for me, you know, that inner voice, and I can hear it, you know. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah, would be, yeah.
I could give you an example. Well,
yeah, please do. Go for it. Yes.
Okay. Well, like many people, as a child, 10 or 11, there was a teacher. It was a music teacher, and this person was actually preying on and molesting children. And I was one of those people. Fortunately, someone else reported him who was older than me, and they're the ones who had to do the whole court thing, and I had therapy and all that stuff. But I found out years later that the sucker is still alive, you know, and his phone number is in there. So I was, you know, right out there, I just thought, I'm going to call him up and say, hey, what's up? You know, why are you such a screwed up person to do all these things? But that doesn't usually, I know from my mental health background that normally that's very unsatisfying. The perpetrator seldom has anything useful to say. But I was, you know, curious and wanted to confront him anyway. But when I discussed this during our session work, that's the one time I heard, when I was talking about it, warning. And then about 5 seconds later, warning. You know, and so I knew it was probably not in my best interest to call that person. So I just dropped it. And I'm
right.
Yeah.
Glad you listened.
I'm glad
to
I did.
Yes. I have a hell of a time getting people to listen to their reversals. Say, oh, no, that doesn't really mean that. No, I'm not going to do that.
Wow.
Things don't work out, and you wonder why, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and one more example is that I've always kind of like have this, you know, cheerfulness. And people have even complained that I'm too cheerful. And my mother was cheerful. And my father was pretty cheerful, but my mother was really cheerful. So despite whatever happens to me, you know, I tend to just have this cheerful attitude. And I've, you know, I didn't know how to get through some real challenges that were coming my way. And I discussed this during one of the sessions. And it said, my reversal said, use a stubborn mirth.
Oh,
and that is exactly, that was telling me to fall back on that cheerfulness. You know, that I'm going to look on the bright side no matter what crummy thing is going on around me. And even though other people have thought I was unrealistic or in denial or all these things, you know, my soul, my inner voice was telling me, use that stubborn mirth. Which cheerfulness is kind of like a stubborn mirth, but I'd never have thought of it that way, you know.
Huh. Yep. Okay. Yeah, all that. Yeah, well, good. Good. I'm so glad to see someone following the advice of their reversals.
Yeah. You know, I thought of another application in the forensic field.
Yeah.
Parole board decisions. I mean, one of the most important decisions. Do you remember we did the one on O.J. Simpson's parole board hearing?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yes.
In class, we went through that and listened to all the reversals of what he was saying. And, you know, you can't lie in reverse. So you can hear what people were really thinking. He couldn't feed them a snow job if they were listening to all those reversals.
Yep, wrong. Yep. Because I think I play the O.J. Simpson reversals on this show. I've got a couple of reversals I was going to play on this show. Just to give me a sec here, I'll close down the files. I found an interesting reversal the other day that appears to refer to reincarnation, which is something I've never found before. So this is a new one on me, and if I can just pull that out real quick. Okay, here's the forwards.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and the family thing, well, yeah, but it's also about, it really is about the individual. You're an individual, a unique individual, unique simply by virtue of the experiences that you've had over this and indeed many other lifetimes as well, you see?
Uh-huh, yep. This one says, my soul obey them.
My soul obey them.
Oh, yeah.
My soul obey them.
Talk about all the experiences of other lifetimes is what he's talking about.
Yes.
My soul obey them.
My soul obey them. My soul obey them.
Okay. Well, that would appear to refer to reincarnation. And there was another one I found recently that was quite fascinating. I see it now. Interesting. Yep. All right. So, when you get out in the field with reverse speech, you're going to be using it as private investigators. Any plans on going into session work?
For me?
No, for you giving sessions to others.
Oh, will I be doing session work? Not right away. Not till I get bored with what I've got coming up. And one of the other things I'm interested in I want to be listening to some of the wise people that are talking today, like Linda Moulton Howe and Bret Stewart. You know, Bret Stewart, he's a remote viewer, one of the best and the most transparent and organized. And he's been talking about the Manus aliens and their... And reincarnation. So I'm planning to be listening to these people, what they're saying, and then doing reversals on them. And, you know, maybe when I slow down, eventually I'll be trying to do some session work. I thought I wanted to before, but now I'm realizing I'm enjoying the investigation so much. And maybe it's just because I've been a counselor and done a lot of mental health work in the past, and so I want to just do something different, you know.
Yeah.
After I solve this problem, these crimes that I'm interested in looking into, you know, there's just so many applications, so many different things, and the way you can get to know people. And David, it's like you have if you have a conversation, there's actually a backwards conversation that takes place at the same time that the forwards one does.
That's right.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Have you found instances of those?
Yes, I have. I had a person come to stay with me, and she had been staying, and I was asking her why she was, you know, choosing to stay with me and help me move and all this when didn't seem to be a whole lot of money in it for her and all that. And she was just talking about, oh, I really like to help people, and, you know, I don't mind, you know, kind of like, maybe someone can help me. You know, that's kind of what she said forwards. And backwards, she said, it was so cold there.
Oh,
you know? Yeah, she can't stay with me because it was warm in my house. She'd been, you know, living in, like, a shelter, and it was freezing cold in there. So, anyway, it was, you know, that's enjoyable. And to hear about that. And I have a lot of conversations, actually, between myself and my husband. And
indeed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, see, I don't have many of those because I just don't do conversations. All I'm doing is session work, you know, and I'm not listening to my reversals, so I don't get it. Yeah, wow. I would I need more conversations in reverse.
Right. Hey, I have a question for you. I've wanted to tell you about this, but I have a very close friend. Okay, we've been friends since our early 20s. We've been best friends for years. We were in the Army together, went through the marriages and the divorces, and traveled all over the world. And, you know, it's one of those friends that knows you so well that they could say just about anything to you, and you're cool with it because, you know, that's the kind of person they are. But I had I did some recordings of her talking, us all talking and stuff in reverse. David, she would just intermittently, every few seconds, she'd say, hi, you know, and then it'd be some gibberish and then maybe a couple words like new house, blah, blah, blah. Hi. Yeah, it's as if, I don't know, it was like, have you ever heard of that before?
No, I don't think I have. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was like she was just enjoying the friendship and enjoying the attention. And kind of responding to my attention by just, you know, just saying hi, real joyfully every few seconds. She must have said it 20 times. It was really funny. Intermittent.
Oh, you're bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get so much fascinating stuff in reverse. I just don't know why people cannot devote their life to it. It's just so important, and so interesting, and every day is interesting. You can get through the hard slog of sitting down at the desk with tape phones on, and not tape phones, headphones on, and then start filing, and then the interest level gets really high.
Yeah, even if you just do, like, you know, the little introductory course, you know, the hobbyist course, you can still just enjoy yourself a lot, you know.
Right. Yep. There's a special on the hobbyist course somewhere. I can't think where that is now. No, it's gone. It's gone. Yeah, but the
metal on the website, right?
Sorry? Yeah,
people can just go to the website. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. ReverseSpeech.com products. I lose track of what we've got up there and what we don't. But I know the MetaWalk series sells very well, and I get some great comments back from it. And yes, it's $47. So, nice, cheap, easy way to dip your feet in the water with reverse speech, so to speak. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a household word pretty soon here. You know, people just can't deny it any further. And I'm kind of excited because for Mother's Day, my son came over and we talked about many things for about 3 hours, and he just spent about 45 minutes talking about why he didn't believe there was anything to reverse speech. And I recorded him. He told me I could. I'm kind of thrilled. I'm looking forward to hearing what's there and playing it for him. You know, we'll see if we can, you know, he says, I want to believe, you know, but but I don't. So it would be fun to let him see. I mean, it's just such a wonderful thing when you think about how, you know, the unconscious is hidden from us most of the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's interesting. I want to believe. We'll just find some interesting facts about him in reverse, and he'll come around.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you are going on to practitioner, what other plans do you have for it? Any other ways you see using reverse speech?
Well, of course, I'm always tempted to record everything that anyone says, but because of the ethical standards that have been imparted to me in the coursework, I know I can't just go around without people's permission and, you know, recording them and, you know, talking about it when they're not ready. But
right.
if you're having a problem with someone, like an official of some sort, I had a social worker who was just extremely unhelpful.
Oh, really?
When I needed help with my husband, yeah. And so, I mean, she was just so nasty, and I couldn't believe it. And I just recorded her the next time we had to meet. I recorded her just to see, you know, if there was something in there that would help me, you know, deal with her. Mm. And, you know, the only thing that I heard was just the coldness doesn't matter. You know, that was her. One of her messages to me is the coldness, the fact that she was being cold didn't matter. That was just, yeah, she just was who she was, you know. But it also really makes your relationships more genuine, and I've become more patient with other people in general since I've had to, you know, confront my own hidden flaws. And every time someone talks to me, you know, I try to, you know, listen with a more open heart to what their soul might be saying, even though I can't hear the words, because I know that they are saying something besides what they feel safe putting out there forwards, you know.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm just all good news. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I think you're going to do very, very well. I'm very excited to have you in reverse speech. I love your input. I love your enthusiasm. And just got to sit down at the desk with those headphones on and get all your homework in.
Well, I know. I can do that. I just love that part of it. It's putting it in the proper format and things like that. I get bogged down a bit with that, but eventually I'll get it. But all this time, I've got tons of recordings and reversals everywhere, but I just have trouble with the software and handling that. Well, one thing, David, I was always a Mac person. So I've always been a Mac Apple person, and you know, it uses the PC base, so that's one of my shortcomings.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, the Mac software is pretty much out of the question. We've got a quote of $120,000 for it. So that isn't going to be done anytime soon, I can tell you. Voice recognition is on the list before that.
Yes. Yes, well, it is, you know, it is the research language, you know, not Mac, but the PC and Windows and all that. You know, that is the language that's used in scientific research. So it's probably a good thing that that's where we're at with it.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Hey.
Thank you. I'm just so happy with all I've learned.
Sorry. Oh, no, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for your dedication to reverse speech. I really appreciate it, actually. Yeah. And you're also a regular client, so we see each other once a week. So that's always good stuff. I just wanted to get you on and get you talking about some of your own stuff. So, yeah.
Thank you. I feel encouraged.
I'm sorry?
I feel encouraged.
Good.
Thank you. I feel encouraged. Yes.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, all right. Okay, Connie, well, thanks for joining us, and we will have you on again, but get some reversals for us next time, okay?
I will. I'll get us some really good reversals, okay?
Okay, good on you. And that's the end of our show, folks. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe.
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. a preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live at 6 or 8:24. It's 8:24, 2018. It's quite interesting, isn't it, to see the Chinese military joining the Russians for nuclear war games. And then just so happens at the same time, you see, that the U.S. government is updating its nuclear disaster plans, and they're truly terrifying. We are looking at 100 kiloton to 1,000 kiloton detonations, a FEMA official said.